Devil Hill. Setting: three men stand together. One is holding an insect. One is gazing skyward. And one is pointing to a multitude of birds flying overhead. They are William Clark and his slave York. Lewis sports frontier garb, Clark a military tunic, and York a plain white loose shirt. York holds the insect. It is a clear and cloudless day. A brisk wind blows from the southwest while these three men stand near a natural wonder. Their names are Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, and York, Clark's slave. They have been commissioned, along with the rest of the Corps of Discovery, to travel westward along the unrecorded rivers and streams to the Western Ocean. They are to gather flora, fauna, and other recordable data of the recently purchased wilderness of the American interior, sending samples and notes back to their benefactor, Thomas Jefferson, the recently elected President of the United States. A scientific man of his own accord, Jefferson used presidential powers as yet undefined to make the grandest real estate deal in history. In the deal, he bought, sight unseen, a vast wilderness greater than all of Western Europe. He immediately began searching for the right men to explore, map, and report on its vast resources and natural wonders. He found the right man in his own personal secretary, Meriwether Lewis. A highly meticulous man, Lewis in turn searched for a companion who could be absolutely faithful, which led to his friend and confidant, William Clark. These two set out to organize more than 25 men in a corps of discovery that would visit western lands. After weeks on the great Missouri River, they have traveled against the current northward and westward, past the settlements, into canyons surrounded by bluffs which lie astride the edges of great grasslands and prairies. Day after day, their feet dragged the boats along the swiftly swirling waters to a destination known only to God Almighty. One day, as they rested their water-soaked legs on the riverbank near a native village, Lewis spied, through his looking-glass, a hill miles away that had a large black cloud hovering only 50 feet from its summit. As it was a cloudless day, he had inquired about the phenomenon from the local natives. The Indians explained the legend surrounding the mysterious prominence known as Devil Hill. No one, they explained, ever returned who explored the area, as the black cloud was full of flying devils, which would swoop down and devour all who came within their grasp. For generations, no Indians had ever journeyed to Devil Hill and lived to tell of their adventure. Travel in that direction had always been forbidden. Lewis consulted Clark, and both agreed that no legend would forbid their intriguing minds from revealing a scientific explanation for the phenomena above Devil Hill. The three had left the corps at rest along the river banks and began traveling with a native guide toward the hill. They traveled for hours across a nearly flat tableland. As they approached closer and closer to the prominence, their native guide had become wary and nervous. The wind constantly blowing past their ears made discussions amongst the men almost difficult. Within 2 miles of the hill, a faint sound found its way into the ears of the group, a sort of screech and hum that reverberated as they advanced. At last, the Indian guide refused to go any further, and pleaded with the explorers to turn back before the flying devils devoured them all. Lewis chastised the foolish, superstitious local before leaving him sitting alone in the short prairie grass. Clark had hesitated only slightly before following his companion, while York leaned down to comfort the Indian before sprinting forward to regain the companionship of his master. Approaching the rise, the three noticed that the dark cloud was moving and changing shape, casting a distinct shadow upon the brow of the hill. Lewis peered through his spyglass but could not focus sufficiently to gain much understanding concerning the consistency of the cloud. He asked Clark for his reasoned judgment, but Clark, too, was perplexed. They continued onward, finally arriving at the base of the hill. They realized that the mysterious black cloud was not flying devils, only a massive flock of birds. But why were the birds so thickly crowning this isolated hillock? The three were determined to circle the hill and meet on the far side to consider any clues they found. As the three looked for clues, it was York who unraveled the mystery. As Lewis approached, the loyal servant standing in the shadow cast by the black cloud of birds circling overhead, York was holding between his fingers a lone grasshopper. Among the leaves of short grasses under their feet were millions of similar grasshoppers and various insects too numerous to name. They have traveled many miles, viewed hundreds of spectacular vistas, and engaged in various adventures, all which pale to the natural wonder they admire today. For generations, millions of grasshoppers have gathered at this hill as a sort of refuge from the vast prairie and its constant winds. Far above are thousands of large black fowl, some circling, some diving upon the feast of insects and the shelter that the hill provides. Amazed and awestruck over this geographical and biological wonder, the travelers stand in silence. These men will continue to carry out their assigned tasks of exploring the vast Louisiana wilderness. But how many more wonders like Devil Hill lie hidden beyond the horizon and among the wilds where few men and no white men have yet explored? Historical notes and teaching tips. The exploration of the American West begins long before the journeys of Meriwether Lewis and William Clark during the first years of the 19th century. Native American Indians roamed the landscape since prehistoric times, establishing trade routes, naming landmarks, and establishing cultural ties to these ancestral lands. Their oral legends and lore have largely been lost. That is precisely why the written records of Meriwether Lewis and his companions in the Corps of Discovery are valuable tools to give historians a vivid glimpse of little disturbed natural wonders before a time of significant destruction and exploration by the hands of man. Lewis's intricate and detailed descriptions lay hidden in the deep recesses of technical ledgers for many decades as the glamorous adventures of the Corps far outsold in bookstore shelves the tedious weather recordings, intricate botanical notes, and scientific descriptions that fortified the bulk of Lewis's writings. The recent discovery of Lewis's works has sparked the interest of many scholars, giving clues to the landscape and culture of the American West. The anomalies described by Lewis, Clark, Ordway, and Gass, member of the Corps, have heralded the imaginations of readers for decades. Inspired by one such description in the journals of Lewis and Clark, Devil Hill describes events from August 25th, 1804. This interesting entry in the journals led to a fascinating personal journey westward for me in 1992. William Clark wrote that he and a group from the Corps set out to visit this mountain of evil spirits. Sometime before we got to the hill, we observed great numbers of birds hovering about the top of this mound. When I got to the top, those birds flew off. I discovered that they were catching a kind of flying ant, which were in great numbers about the top of the hill, whose insects lit on our hats and necks. Several of them bit me very sharply on the neck. Quoted from the journals of Lewis and Clark. I was fascinated by this description and the accompanying entries, wondering if this hill still existed. Thus began my trek to find what I thought was a long-lost, unique physical phenomena. After consulting original documents and comparing data with modern maps, my efforts were rewarded. Locating the mysterious hill a few miles north of the Missouri River in South Dakota, today a modest farmhouse, an ordinary cornfield, occupies the site of Evil Spirits near Vermilion, South Dakota. A lone historical marker enlightens the occasional visitor to the remarkable natural marvel that attracted the wonderment of the Corps discovery so many years ago. We have preserved many natural monuments of our American continent, and Devil Hill is dedicated to those which only exist through the stories and imagery written many, many years ago.